This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. Maryland is getting $15 million from the federal government to expand access to its pre-kindergarten programs. Half of the 36 states that competed for the preschool development grants got them, a total of $226 million nationwide, focused on making pre-K available to more four-year-olds. The money comes to Maryland on top of the much smaller appropriation, $4.3 million, which Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown pushed through the General Assembly in its 2014 session. Adding the state and federal funds together, even if each is repeated for the next 4 years, as ground rules say they could be, would not reach the likely cost of universal pre-K, that is, ensuring that every four-year-old in Maryland has access to a program that makes them fully ready for kindergarten. So, where do things stand with pre-K in Maryland? It was an issue in the political campaign for governor this fall. What happens now? We've invited Rolf Graf-Wallner to discuss that with us. He's the assistant superintendent in the Division of Early Childhood Development in the Maryland State Department of Education. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Sheila.
Before we talk about the future, let's talk about where we are now. When you and I spoke almost 2 years ago, you told us that about 37% of four-year-olds from economically disadvantaged backgrounds were in pre-K in Maryland then. What is the picture this fall?
Well, the number of children that are in our public school pre-kindergarten program hasn't changed dramatically over the last 2 years. So the 37% are still true that, 26,500 four-year-olds come to our public schools, are enrolled in half-day or full-day pre-kindergarten programs. What this state expansion did, it included local school systems expansion. That means additional classrooms in public schools, as well as classrooms in high-quality community-based programs that integrate their pre-kindergarten component into the regular day of their full-day program. That means, starting at 7 in the morning until about 6 in the evening, and that pre-kindergarten component of 2.5 hours or 6.5 hours is built in. So it's a strong educational program for those four-year-olds in those settings. And this pre-kindergarten expansion is building on that.
The federal money
is building on the state funds that we received earlier this year, and expands the number of children having access to pre-kindergarten programs, either at the public schools or at these community-based programs.
And so it sounds like of late there's actually been that most of the expansion has been not in public school buildings, but in community-based buildings.
Yeah, and it has a lot to do with the fact that some of those four-year-olds are already enrolled in some of these programs. And then there's another aspect for local schools. It's a space issue to some extent in having additional classrooms available for pre-kindergartners. And we just want to make sure at the state level that these community-based programs have a good track record in terms of quality, offering programs that can maintain a high-quality learning environment for the children, have a certified teacher in the classroom, and meet some other quality standards and criteria that are important for young children's learning.
When does the federal money actually get to Maryland?
Well, the grant is set up for next year in January, so that we are working toward ramping up this grant program so that 3,000 additional children have access to pre-kindergarten classrooms by September of next year. And so it starts as early as January 1st.
On WIPR, this is Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cass speaking with Rolf Graf-Wallner, Assistant State Superintendent of the Division of Early Childhood Development in the Maryland State Department of Education. We're talking about the grant that Maryland received last week for $15 million to put toward expanding pre-K programs. That federal money, how will it be distributed around the state?
So what we had to do as part of this application is to identify so-called sub-grantees. That means those programs that express an interest in enrolling four-year-olds into the schools and early childhood programs. And so we received more requests than we could accommodate. we have 18 jurisdictions provide some kind of expansion across the state, and we are primarily focusing in on low-income neighborhoods. We have a number of four-year-olds who currently have not access to pre-kindergarten, and we want to make sure that they have the ability to be enrolled by next year, by next school year. I think I need to mention the fact that in our existing pre-kindergarten program in public schools, the families that are eligible for free and reduced meals, that's sort of a common proxy for poverty, have access to a pre-kindergarten slot in the public school. That has been in place since 2007. What this federal money does, it expands the number of families having access to it by increasing the income eligibility.
I've had the impression from some of the news articles I've read that there have been places under the existing guidelines where there was more demand than there were slots for kids. By next fall, for the income levels that we're talking about, will there be enough slots for every four-year-old who's eligible?
That's an excellent question because, I mean, we always have in some jurisdictions more families that are interested in having their four-year-olds enrolled in a public school, and they get to be put on a wait list unless their income is low enough to qualify. And that's always a frustrating experience for families, not being able to have access to that. Now, what we can do, what the local school systems can do, is to coordinate that kind of enrollment for next year and to inform families about the other option, that there might be community-based programs available that can enroll them, you know, and provide them a free access to pre-kindergarten services. So that's really helpful for families, especially those that are working full-time or you have two wage earners who need to have a child enrolled in the morning and in the late afternoon hours, and then have that educational component built in. So that's a real plus for the families who would like to have their children have a high-quality early learning opportunity.
As I mentioned, the concept of universal pre-K became a point of conversation during the gubernatorial campaign. And candidate Larry Hogan, now governor-elect Hogan, said he had no objection to pre-K, but basically didn't think Maryland could afford universal pre-K. Is there anything we've talked about that actually gets us to universal pre-K in Maryland?
Well, in our application that we submitted to the U.S. Department of Education, which funds this pre-kindergarten expansion, we made it very clear that this is a cornerstone to ramping up the access to pre-kindergarten in Maryland beyond just the low-income group. We're bringing in income groups that in the past had no access to high-quality programs because the tuition costs, in most cases, are way too high and don't match their incomes. If you are the family with income, household income of $50,000, there's no way you can support or finance an early childhood education program at $10,000 a year in tuition. So many of those families in the lower middle class category really had no way to find access to these programs. And that's what this expansion really is trying to do, is to bring in more families that didn't have access in the past to have these this opportunity. And of course, it's a great opportunity for young children before they start their public school experience in kindergarten to have access to that program. And what it is, it's an investment up front. You know, if you have more children coming in to kindergarten better prepared, you have less of a need for public schools to sort of make up the deficit that we see in some of the children in terms of special ed services, in terms of support services for English language learners, in terms of some distraction that might be occurring in terms of family upheavals. Some of these things are being addressed early on, and so it's an investment up front. for better outcomes later in school life.
Was the existence of the $4.3 million the legislation that looked to $4.3 million in the Maryland budget each year, was that a key part of Maryland persuading the federal government to give it the $15 million?
Yeah, that certainly helped, because in the way this worked is that the states received additional points in the competition for the federal grant award if they were investing themselves with state funds. And so this was very critical in terms of being ahead the curve in the competition against all these other states that were submitting grant applications.
Well, is it clear, and I'm not trying to make you a spokesman for the federal government, but is it clear that if Maryland were to cut back on its $4 million, that might endanger repeating the federal grant?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is one aspect that it would endanger the grant, but the $4.3 million have been written into the law as something that would continue, and for the governor to put it into the budget. And so that's sort of codified in the Pre-Kindergarten Expansion Act that the legislature passed earlier this year.
Something to watch for in the budget.
Yeah, we expect it to be in there because it is something that's in the law.
I'm grateful to you for talking us through it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Rolf Grafwalner. He's Assistant State Superintendent of the Division of Early Childhood Development at the Maryland State Department of Education. We have more information on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. More of this interview there, too. I'm Sheila Cast, ahead on Maryland Morning. Winter book picks. Stay with us on 88.1.